Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Feminine Mystique. You know that feeling when you're crushing it, absolutely slaying your goals, but then a tiny little voice in your head whispers, "Wait a minute, are you really qualified for this?" Yeah, imposter syndrome, we've all been there. It can feel like this sneaky gremlin constantly trying to sabotage our confidence. But guess what? Today, we're taking back our power and kicking imposter syndrome to the curb. Let's be real. Feeling like an imposter in a world that often tries to box us in is more common than you think. Think about it. We're bombarded with images of perfect women who seem to have it all figured out. It's no wonder our inner critic gets amplified sometimes. But here's the truth. True success isn't about being flawless. It's about showing up authentically and embracing your journey, even the messy parts. So how do we silence that imposter voice and step into our full potential? Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. First off, recognize the feeling. Don't beat yourself up for experiencing these thoughts, they're incredibly common. Acknowledge them, but don't let them define you. Remember, your feelings don't have to dictate your actions. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. When that little voice starts whispering doubts, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, imposter syndrome thrives on fear and uncertainty. By consciously examining those thoughts, you can start to dismantle their power. Another crucial tip is to celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. It's easy to get caught up in what we haven't achieved yet, but taking the time to acknowledge our wins reinforces our belief in ourselves. Think about that project you nailed, that tough conversation you had, or even just getting out of bed on a Monday morning. Every step forward is a victory worth celebrating. Don't be afraid to seek support from others, your tribe, mentors, friends, family. Sharing your experiences can help you realize that you're not alone in this journey. And remember, sometimes all it takes is a fresh perspective to gain clarity and confidence. Finally, focus on continuous learning and growth. Remember, being a success isn't about having all the answers, it's about constantly evolving and expanding your knowledge. Embrace challenges as opportunities for learning and development, that's how we truly grow. Let me tell you about Sarah, this incredible entrepreneur I met recently. She started her own business a year ago, and she's absolutely killing it. But even with all the success she's achieved, she still struggles with imposter syndrome. She told me that sometimes, when she's pitching to investors, she feels like everyone can see right through her. But Sarah has found ways to manage those feelings. She reminds herself of all the hard work she's put in and the value she brings to the table. She actively seeks out mentors who believe in her vision and surrounds herself with a supportive network of other entrepreneurs. And most importantly, she celebrates every win, no matter how small. So, whether you're launching a business, pursuing a passion project, or simply navigating the everyday challenges of life, remember this. You are capable, you are worthy, and your voice matters. Don't let imposter syndrome hold you back from living your full potential. Embrace your strengths, celebrate your wins, and keep pushing forward. The world is waiting for your brilliance. Ready to take action? Share a time when you overcame self-doubt in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to Feminine Mystique for daily doses of powerful woman energy. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.